Welcome to the Locked On Steelers podcast. I am your host, Tony Serino, and this is your daily dose of all things Steelers. Today on the show, we are looking ahead now to the 2019 season and really looking ahead to the 2019 offseason. Today, we'll start talking about the free agents the Steelers have going into this offseason. We'll start with the offensive side of the ball today. We'll go over all of the free agents the Steelers have, whether or not they're likely to bring these players back, and if not, what they can look for in free agency or potentially in the draft to replace them. So today we'll do the offense. Tomorrow we'll do the defense and the special teams. Welcome to the show. I am your host, Tony Serino. You can find more of this podcast by going to iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, wherever you find podcasts. Search Locked On Steelers. Hit that subscribe button. Make sure you get your daily dose. You can follow me on Twitter, at Steeler Country. You can find us on Facebook. Search Locked On Steelers. Hit that like button. Join the Facebook group. A lot of people joined the Facebook group yesterday. Appreciate that. Again, I love the discussion there. A lively group we got now in that Facebook group. You can also find us on Instagram, at Locked On Steelers. And let's get right to it. Let's go position by position here offensively and talk about who's going to be a free agent and who's coming back for the 2019 season. We'll start with the quarterback position. Where the Steelers are, I mean, they're doing well for themselves, I guess. You know, look, it really depends on how you feel about Josh Dobbs and Mason Rudolph. I will go back to one of the biggest disagreements I've had with you listeners, and that was the decision to cut Landry Jones back in August. Was that the right decision at that point? Was keeping Josh Dobbs as the backup for 2018, was that the right decision? I guess that's, you know, how you feel about that decision is really how you're going to feel about where the Steelers are right now at the quarterback position. Of course, Ben Roethlisberger will be back. He is not a free agent. He has 1 year left on his deal. He's very much likely to get a contract extension. You got Josh Dobbs backing him up, Mason Rudolph right behind him. I think really the big story at quarterback in 2019 is going to be, first of all, what does that Ben Roethlisberger contract extension look like? How big is that contract extension going to be? And then can Mason Rudolph take strides in year two to become the backup quarterback and start to look like the quarterback of the future that Kevin Colbert and that front office billed him as when they really talked him up in some of those post-draft press conferences that they had? But at quarterback, they have no free agents there. All three guys will be back. At running back, of course, the big one here is unrestricted free agent Le'Veon Bell. And, the Le'Veon Bell saga, we've talked about it so much here on the podcast. I won't belabor the point again here, except to say that, you know, the real question with Le'Veon is, are the Steelers going to try and do some sort of tag and trade for Le'Veon? Are they going to try and put the transition tag on Le'Veon, hoping to get some sort of trade for him on the open market? You know, otherwise, Le'Veon's going to go and get his highest bid, and I think he's going to get a bunch of money. Now, there's questions about whether or not, you know, guys like James Conner have hurt his value. You know, you saw when Kareem Hunt went down, when Kareem Hunt was suspended in Kansas City, and a guy like Damian Williams came in and played really, really well. What is the value of a top-flight running back in this league right now? You know, Le'Veon Bell's really going to put that to the test this offseason. And, you know, I would not rule out the idea that Le'Veon Bell could return as a Steeler. You know, they didn't offer him pennies in the offseason. I mean, they offered him 5 years, $70 million by all reports. Now, the question really was about upfront money and guaranteed money in that contract, and that's where the two sides were off. But I don't think they were off by much as far as total dollar amount in the contract. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, if the market is not as hot as Le'Veon Bell wanted, would he return to the Steelers? I'm sure the Steelers would love to have him back in a world where they're going to have to trade Antonio Brown, which I guess, unfortunately, is where we are at this point. The other free agent the Steelers have at the running back position is Stephen Ridley. Now, Stephen Ridley was a free agent last year. They surprisingly brought him back for another year. He made the roster, but I think that's the best you can say about him. He really wasn't a factor in the running game for the majority of the year. In fact, I think the one thing Steeler fans are going to remember about his 2018 season is that big fumble he had against the Saints. So, unfortunately, I don't think Stephen Ridley is going to be welcomed back to this team again. I think the Steelers are certainly going to look for a running back this offseason. You know, you have James Conner and you have Jalen Samuels. There's certainly room for a third there. I don't think Stephen Ridley is going to be that guy, though. Moving over to the wide receiver position, you got Darius Heyward-Bey and Justin Hunter, who will be unrestricted free agents. Both those guys can test the waters in free agency. Look, Darius Heyward-Bey has been a staple of this team for so long now, but really a staple of the special teams unit, where he's been very, very good, very limited in his reps as a wide receiver. And that didn't really change this year, even with the injury to Justin Hunter, some of the problems the Steelers had with Hunt, both Hunter and James Washington. You know, Heyward-Bey still had limited reps on the outside. And you know, the fact that he's getting up there in age now, I think, means the Steelers are likely to move on from him. Justin Hunter's an interesting case. He just had that shoulder surgery. How long does it take for him to rehab that? Could they bring him back in 2019? I wouldn't rule it out, especially if they have to trade Antonio Brown. Right now, if the Steelers traded Antonio Brown, the wide receivers the Steelers have under contract right now, returning, would be Juju Smith-Schuster, Ryan Switzer, and James Washington. That's the list. You've also got Eli Rogers, who will be an unrestricted free agent, although there is a question as to his contract status because he was on PUP for so long. So a player who is on PUP for more than 6 weeks, his contract can get tolled into the next season, meaning that the Steelers can basically extend Eli Rogers' contract for one more year. And I think that they'll elect to do that if they're allowed to. You know, Eli Rogers, I'm sure, wouldn't mind that. I'm sure he wants to be back with the Steelers. He had a very nice end to the year. The Steelers could certainly use another wide receiver like Eli Rogers, especially given a world where we trade Antonio Brown. So I would expect Eli Rogers back. Hayward Bay, I would not expect back. And Hunter, a question mark for me. You know, if they trade Antonio Brown, of course they're going to go out into free agency and try to get another veteran there, because with Juju, Ryan Switzer, and James Washington, you've got three very young receivers, no veteran there in the group. Maybe that's a reason why you want to bring Hayward Bay back, just to have some maturity in the locker room at the wide receiver position. But I'm sure they're going to go out in free agency and try to get a guy, and they'll probably go in the draft as well. But Hunter could be in that mix, for those same reasons. At tight end, both Xavier Grimble and Jesse James are going to be available. Xavier Grimble would be a restricted free agent, meaning the Steelers can tender him at a certain level. Other teams could match. And then, you know, depending on the level of restricted free agent tender that the Steelers give him, the draft picks could be exchanged, that kind of thing. Look, Grimble's been a staple of this team for a little while now. He's been a training camp wonder. I certainly fell for it attending my first training camp back in July and August. And the guy is a workout warrior. There's no doubt about that. He looks great. Looks great in a t-shirt and shorts. You know, the question for Grimble has always been his performance on Sundays, and you know his practice routine is well known. Never really lived up to the hype. And again, you know, you talk about a guy like Stephen Ridley, and what is he going to be remembered for in 2018? I think Xavier Grimble has that same problem, right? You know, what is the lasting memory of Xavier Grimble in 2018? It is that fumble against Denver. Not to say that's going to cost him a job in next year, because the Steelers also are going to have to figure out what they're going to do with Jesse James. And, you know, the Jesse James situation could then, alter the Xavier Grimble situation. If Jesse goes out in free agency and someone offers him a big contract, even a medium-sized contract, I think the Steelers let Jesse James go. If they can get him for something, not necessarily the league minimum, but if they can get him on the cheap, I'm sure they'd want to bring him back. Jesse's been, you know, a quality tight end for this team for a while now. They've certainly found their starter in Vance McDonald, but Jesse's always been a reliable target at tight end. No reason not to bring him back if they can, as I said, on the cheap. If they can't, Xavier Grimble is your next guy there, although it certainly leaves some holes there at the tight end position that the Steelers will likely want to fill this offseason. The Steelers will also have Jake McGee back if they want him. Remember, Jake McGee was hurt during the offseason programs. He's an exclusive rights free agent, kind of like a restricted free agent, where the Steelers can bring him back. Although, unlike restricted free agency, an exclusive rights free agent does not have the option of getting an offer from another team and, you know, trying to match it that way. So, if the Steelers want to bring Jake McGee back, they certainly have that option. But the question there is going to be, how healthy is Jake McGee going into 2019? I think that's going to be the big question for him. On the offensive line, the big question marks are all going to be around Ramon Foster and B.J. Finney. Ramon Foster, an unrestricted free agent. He had reportedly told Mark Caboli of The Athletic midseason that the Steelers are going to have to break the bank to keep Foster. We'll see if, you know, that was midseason when things were, you know, a little more shaky than they are now. Although I guess, you know, at the end of this season, things have kind of gone off the rails again for the Steelers. But we'll see if Ramon Foster wants to come back and what kind of deal he can get in free agency. He's a 33-year-old guard. You know, so the questions for Ramon Foster are going to be about, number one, how many years do you have left, right? And then secondly, how many good years do you have left? And I know he imagines a world in which, you know, he's played at a high level and played on one of the best offensive lines in football, and some team out there is going to want to give him a big deal for the last years of his career, but I don't know that that's going to be the case. And if it's not, I think it's the same thing you could say about Jesse James, right? Which is that, look, if Jesse James goes out and gets a big contract, good for him. The Steelers, you know, I think won't be happy to see him go, but, you know, they're not going to fight to keep him. I think the same thing can be said for Ramon Foster. The Steelers will certainly welcome Ramon Foster back, but at the right dollar amount, because the Steelers have B.J. Finney kind of waiting in the wings here to take over at guard. Now, BJ Finney over the past couple years has been the Swiss Army knife on the inside. Guard, center, he can play both positions. He has played both positions and played at a high level. He is your presumed starter if Ramon Foster were to leave in unrestricted free agency. And so BJ Finney as a restricted free agent, you know, the Steelers are going to be incentivized to offer him a higher level tag here, or a higher level contract, I should say, a higher level tender, because they don't want another team to come in. You can't lose Ramon Foster and BJ Finney in the same offseason, right? You can't lose your starting left guard and then your, you know, the guy you are presumed to take over for him in the same offseason. And, you know, even if they bring Ramon Foster back, it's still going to be really great to have BJ Finney back as well, because as I said, he's been so good on the inside. You know, wherever they need to slot him in, whoever's injured, whoever, you know, whoever he needs to take over for, he's been so good. You know, you got to bring Finney back. And I think, again, as I said, they're incentivized to offer him a bigger deal. They have Matt Filer as an exclusive rights free agent, so they can offer him, you know, pretty much a minimum salary deal and get him back. There's no outside offers that can come for Matt Filer. And that's a big deal because, you know, when you talk about Matt Filer, you're talking about a guy who played at such a high level over the second half of the season in place of Marcus Gilbert, who, again, Marcus Gilbert was a fantastic right tackle in his own time. But the problem for Gilbert is that he's been hurt over the past couple years, and Matt Filer is much cheaper. You know, could you argue that Marcus Gilbert's going to be a cap casualty this offseason? Certainly. Certainly, and it's because of the play of Matt Filer. Now, you know, all of these things on the offensive line, we talk about, you know, potentially letting a guy like Ramon Foster go, cutting Marcus Gilbert, inserting Matt Filer as your long-term starter, BJ Finney as your long-term starter. The problem there is it does start to dig in as far, when we talk about offensive line depth. And depth at the offensive line was a real plus for this team in 2018, and we'll see where that goes going forward. You know, Matt Filer was such a good replacement at right tackle, but as a starter at right tackle, you know, it limits your options. You know, you get Chukwuma Okorafor backing him up. And then at left guard, with Foster gone and Finney in there, you know, who is your new Swiss Army knife on the inside who can play both guard positions and center? Don't really have that guy at this point. And so it does leave some question marks when we get into the draft and we get into free agency as far as how are the Steelers going to add depth on that offensive line. Are there young guys that they like that have been on the practice squad for a couple years now that they want? I mean, you've seen that with guys like Finney and Filer, or are they going to go out into free agency and or in the draft and maybe draft a guy who they feel like can fill in those roles? I think offensive line depth should be a real concern for this team going into 2019. So, you know, as I look at the free agency as a whole on the offensive side, certainly running back is a position of need. They certainly need to add someone there. It's not going to be Stephen Ridley. Is it going to be Le'Veon Bell? Boy, wouldn't that be interesting if it was. It probably won't be. And so, you know, there's certainly a hole there. Now, I'm not saying they have to bring in a free agent running back, although, you know, one thing that was brought up on the Facebook group was a guy like Kareem Hunt. You know, a proven runner. Now, what is Kareem Hunt? What is the contract that Kareem Hunt's going to want in 2019? Probably not a whole heck of a lot because, you know, again, this is a guy who's coming off of a domestic violence issue. And so, you know, he's going to be on that, you know, commissioner's list as far as, you know, one strike and you're out type of deal. So they probably could get him relatively cheap. But the question for the Steelers and Kareem Hunt is why would the Steelers at this point, given the problems that they've already had, in that locker room and just, you know, as far as having a too much of a, you know, too many distractions in that locker room, why would you want to bring Kareem Hunt in there? The question I have, though, is if Kareem Hunt, if he hadn't gotten in trouble, or let's take Kareem Hunt the person out of it, right? Let's just take Kareem Hunt the player on the field, right? You know, is that the type of player the Steelers want? Would Steeler fans, would you be okay with bringing in a guy like Kareem Hunt to compete with James Conner? What kind of running back are the Steelers looking for this offseason? Are they looking for that kind of every down back that can compete with a guy like James Conner, or like Christopher Carter talked about last Friday? Are they looking for more X-factor, change of pace, Tariq Cohen, Darren Sproles type, Alvin Kamara type, someone who can be used more in the passing game, but a more big play, you know, game-breaking type of running back? Kareem Hunt can certainly be that guy. I'm not saying he can, right? He's more of an every down back though. You're not going to take him off the field at certain points. So are they looking for a guy to compete as an every down guy? You know, a guy like a Le'Veon Bell, a Kareem Hunt, to compete with James Conner and kind of relegate Conner back to being more of a rotation guy? Or are they looking to augment what they already have? Keep Conner as your sort of every down guy. You've got Jalen Samuels, who, if he can slim down, we'll see what he can do as more of a third down runner, although he's got to get much better as a pass blocker. And then you look for a more X-factor speed guy, game-breaking type that you can use in some gadget plays and whatnot, and get utilize him in the passing game and get him out wide, that kind of thing. Interesting. It'll be interesting to see how the Steelers address that position, because it is certainly going to be a position of need this offseason. When you look at the wide receivers, I think Eli Rogers, as long as that contract holds and he's back for 2019, that eases some of the pain at wide receiver. But the question here is all about Antonio Brown. Are they bringing him back? Can they reconcile that situation? Again, I'm not a believer in it. I don't think that they can, but let's say that they can. And the players that they're going to lose this offseason are Darius Heyward-Bey and Justin Hunter, and that's the list, right? They bring back Juju. They bring back Ryan Switzer. They bring back Eli Rogers. They bring back James Washington. Do you still feel like, even there, do you still feel like the Steelers need one more wide receiver? They could use just one more guy, not necessarily a first or second round pick like they took with Juju and James Washington, right? I'm not saying that they need to go high in the draft for another wide receiver, but does it feel like the Steelers could use someone else there? And maybe this is just my disbelief in James Washington at this point. I know he did some nice things late in the year, but the Steelers really had a problem when it came to having another outside receiver, and it still feels like that's going to be a need for this team this offseason, regardless of the Antonio Brown situation. Of course, if they trade him, then outside receiver becomes not just a priority, but a huge priority. Maybe priority number one is getting this offense back to where it was, because this is an offense-driven league after all, and if you're losing your best offensive player, well, you've certainly got some problems. But the question is going to be, you know, if you keep Antonio Brown, do you still need another outside receiver? You want to keep Juju in the slot, right? That's where he's at his best. That's where he creates the most mismatches. And so, yes, you're hoping that James Washington makes that leap in year two, but I don't think you can rely on it offensively. As I said, again, in a league that is so offensive dominant, I don't know that this offense can rely on James Washington to make that leap, and I think you have to give him some competition. I'm not sure it's going to be in the draft. I don't know if you want to take another chance on a guy, another rookie to come in and hope that he builds a rapport with Ben late in Ben's career. Maybe you do need to go into free agency and find another outside receiver. And maybe the answer is staring us in the face. Maybe it is Justin Hunter for one more ride, even after that shoulder surgery. I know a lot of Steeler fans would be disappointed if that were the case, but it does feel like, regardless of what happens with AB, outside receiver, certainly going to be a position of need. If Jesse James goes in free agency, of course, tight end becomes another position of need. I don't know that the Steelers are going to want to elevate Xavier Grimble as being their number two tight end, and so I think they're going to want to address that position in some way. And as we talked about on the offensive line, you know, you lose Ramon Foster, you know, you're going to need to add some depth there. If you cut Marcus Gilbert, again, maybe you like Zach Banner. I think, you know, hopefully Munchak did his magic on Zach Banner last year, who was, he was the kind of the 53rd player on the roster, the last tackle that they kept. Hopefully he can follow in the same footsteps as a guy like Matt Filer. But if not, again, I think offensive line depth is going to be a need for sure, both on the inside and the outside, depending on, you know, if they cut Gilbert and if they keep Ramon Foster. All right, that'll do it for me today. Thank you all for listening. If you want to leave feedback, SteelerCountry@gmail.com, the email address. You can follow me on Twitter @SteelerCountry, and I'll be back tomorrow to go over the defensive free agents right here on Locked On Steelers.